Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Gabriel and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today we're going to be listening again to the Gospel of Luke. And so while we go ahead and open up in a prayer and ask our Lord to speak to us in a new way. So let's go ahead and begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit, we just ask that you just speak something new and profound into our hearts and into our lives this morning as we listen to your sacred scripture. It happened that there was a man full of leprosy in one of the towns where Jesus was. And when he saw Jesus, he fell prostrate, pleaded with him and said, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." Jesus stretched out his hands, touched him and said, "I do will it. Be made clean." And the leprosy left him immediately. Then he ordered him not to tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them. The report about him spread all the more, and great crowds assembled to listen to him and to be cured of their ailments. But he would withdraw to deserted places to pray. I love this gospel. It is deeply personal to me because one day, actually, I was this particular gospel was featured in The Chosen, in a specific episode of The Chosen. And I was on a flight and I was flying and I watched this episode where this gospel played out. And the leper, as he was encountering Jesus, even still encountering Jesus, was hiding his wounds. And he was on his knees and he fell prostrate before Jesus. And, you know, all of the disciples were trying to keep him away from, keep this leper away from Jesus. And Jesus approached the man and the leper is just crying and crying and crying. And he says, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean." And there was a fear as if, you know, the leper didn't know if Jesus would make him clean or not. And he's still hiding his wounds and he's still hiding the leprosy. And what was so beautiful about that is that the Lord, when I was just watching this, the Lord was speaking to me and he's like, "Gabe, how often do you do the same thing? How often do you try to cover up your wounds and hide your hurt and hide your pain and hide your suffering and try to put on a pretty face or try to pretend that you have it all together or try and pretend that really you're not a leper?" And I'm just weeping on this flight. I'm just crying and crying. And the person next to me is like, "Is this guy okay?" And I'm like, "I'm fine. I'm just watching this beautiful episode of The Chosen and Jesus is healing this person." And I was just a mess, but I was just crying and crying. And it just spoke to me just so deeply because Jesus wants to heal you. And to you that's listening this morning, I just want to speak to you directly. That just replace the word leper with anxiety or depression or fear or addiction or any of these different things. And I want you to realize that Jesus wants to heal you more than you want it. You see, the leper wanted to be healed. He wanted to be healed so badly, but he was still hiding his wounds at the last possible seconds before encountering Jesus. And yet Jesus comes to him. And in the scene, he touches the wounds of the leper. He gets up so close to the leper. He touches the very things that make him unclean and dirty and rejected by society. And he touches him and he says, "I do will it. Be made clean." And so friends, today, as we listen to this gospel, I believe that the Lord is just inviting you to look deep into your heart and not just the part of your heart that makes you feel good, where you love Jesus really well and you have it all together and you're going to mass and you're avoiding mortal sin, and you're doing all these different things. But no, I believe that he wants the dirty, the broken, the parts of your heart that you don't even want Jesus to know about. He wants that part because he wants to heal you. And so, friends, over these next couple of seconds that I have left with you, I just want to just invite us into a prayer. And so if you want to just join me as we just say, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. And we just want to say, Lord Jesus, if you just want to repeat after me, if you just want to say, Lord Jesus, I give you permission to enter into the places of my heart that I don't even want you in because I'm scared, because I'm fearful, or maybe because I don't even know how much I need healing. Lord Jesus, I invite you into my heart and I ask for you to heal me. Amen. Friends, thank you so much for listening to today's Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. Again, this has been our scripture reflection on the Gospel of Luke. My name is Gabriel, and again, to learn more about the events here at Damascus, please go ahead and visit us at damascus.net. May God bless you. Have a great rest of the day.